This month, our episode features the three founding partners of Evoke Chiropractic Coaching. Dr. Edgar Everett joins us for the second time, along with his colleagues, Dr. Xavier Tipler and Dr. Frank Vaught Jr. Evoke is an organization dedicated to assisting minority chiropractors in improving their businesses and setting them up for a successful career. We talk with Evoke's founders about the interpersonal relationships they've cultivated through the Evoke chiropractic community, the obstacles faced by minority healthcare practitioners, and their words of encouragement for the next generation of chiropractors.
I'm excited to start today to talk to the founders of Evoke, and I'm just going to have each of them introduce themselves and say how they got involved with chiropractic. We will start with Dr. Everett. He's been on our show before, and then we'll go to the two partners.
All right. Hey, guys. How's everybody doing? I'm Dr. Edgar Everett, practicing in St. Louis with my partner, Dr. David, who you'll meet in a second. We've been in practice for almost 14 years, I believe, at this point. And a lot of what we do and a lot of what we try to do is make sure that an underserved community is receiving not only chiropractic care, but of course chiropractic care, but not only chiropractic care, but also the education and information that they need to arm themselves in order to be as healthy as possible. So a lot of our time and a lot of our energy is spent on those kind of things. So we really pride ourselves in, you know, the way that we serve our community.
Awesome. Dr. Tipler, do you want to say a little bit about who you are and how you got involved in chiropractic and how you're serving your community?
Oh, yeah. So, hi, everyone. My name is Dr. Xavier Tipler, and as Dr. Everett stated, I've been in practice. We've been in partnership in practice for about 13, going on 14 years. And honestly, what got me into chiropractic was I think kind of the same story as most chiropractors that I've talked to, an injury playing sports in undergraduate school, playing basketball, ended up really injuring my back. And I went through kind of all the things that they do with physical therapy and the orthopedic doctors and injections, pain pills, things of that nature, and just didn't feel like that was something that was helping me or something that was going to be of benefit to me. And I was introduced to chiropractic while walking through campus with a good friend of mine, Dr. Vaught, which you'll hear from. And it was a recruiter from Logan. She was African-American. So when she spoke to us, she was talking about kind of the lack of minority doctors in the profession itself. And when she really gave me a background about what chiropractic is and its ability to naturally help someone improve their health overall, it was something that just really caught my attention and something I became really interested in. And that led me on the path to attending Logan and now on to what I do now, about 15, almost 20 years later.
That's awesome. Dr. Vaught, do you want to give us your background and how you got interested in chiropractic? And I think your partners, you know, your friend stole a little bit of how you maybe got introduced.
Well, definitely. That was one of the pathways that got me to discovering chiropractic as far as an option of something I could do to help people. I initially was brought in the healthcare by my mother was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. When I was 6 years old, and I watched her my entire life decline in health and vitality and ability. And in my community, there was one way to get better, and it was to swallow lots of pills and to go to hospitals and get picked and probed. And I never saw any gains from that. I only saw a means to a way. And I met a multitude of different types of doctors that all they had was that avenue. And when I was introduced to chiropractic, walking on campus and talking with the recruiter, and I went to visit the school and I found out about what chiropractic could do, what it had the abilities to do. It was something that I believe that was God sent. It was heaven sent. And I wanted to be a part of it. And I believe that people and or young people when I was young like that and my circumstances, that family members, their friends could benefit and even our community. I've been practicing now for this year be 20 years now, 20 years in chiropractic and private practice. This would be 17 years for me. And I loved every minute of it. Still loving more, still learning.
So can you guys tell us a little bit about how you started the Evoke chiropractic community and what does that mean to that greater community and the work that you're doing with the community?
It was really all my idea and they're really just riding my coattails. That's really what happened.
You know, we do have the ability to edit everything out.
I think we'll keep that.
We need to keep the truth in. Keep the truth in.
We need recorded proof of that statement.
I'm just kidding. Evoke really was, it really came from the three of us coming together and coming to some realizations is what really happened for us. See, we used to go to a lot of conferences, a whole lot of conferences. I mean, 7, 8, 9, 10 a year. And, you know, we travel all over the country to these different conferences. And we began to notice that there weren't very many minorities at those conferences. We had a coach and who's a very, very good coach, Dr. Rob Schiffman, and we noticed that there weren't a lot of minorities getting coached. So what we found as we talked to our you know, our brothers and sisters in chiropractic, is what we found is that you know, African American chiropractors were failing at a much higher rate. And we realized that the reason we were able to grow good practices and really serve our communities at a high level was because we got the help that we needed. We got the help, we got the assistance, we got the know-how. Access to some of the resources that we needed. And, you know, when we put all those things together, we were able to grow, you know, good practices. But African-Americans as a whole really weren't using those, you know, those resources. And so we said, listen, one of the things that we really need to do is figure out a way to get more minorities involved in this world of chiropractic, in this more successful, more empowered world of chiropractic. And that's really where Evoke came from, because we found that African American chiropractors just weren't really that comfortable in an environment where there was no one that looked like them, where there was no one really speaking their language, and no one really answering the questions that they really had. So we decided to take the information that we learned and translate it for a population who's really serving a different population. And, you know, and that's really how Evoke got started.
I mean, I think that's really powerful, right? And Dr. Tipler and Dr. Vaught, you probably echo that. But how, when you see yourself in the speaker, it gives you more opportunities to take that and implement it.
Yeah, absolutely. It gives us the opportunity to relate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, relatability is one of the best ways we learn. If someone has an understanding of our background, if they look like us and know how to communicate with us, they know what things get us going, they know what things we don't like, then we learn better. We feel more comfortable, we feel more included. And getting more people, like our conference, for example, getting more people, you know, from diverse backgrounds, women and minorities, in front of chiropractors is really one of the things that we really wanted to see happen.
Mm-hmm.
We truly believe that this is an amazing profession. And like Dr. Everett was saying, people having access to it. We knew nothing of it. Just growing up in a fashion of what health was making sure that, you know, you got a regularly scheduled checkup and your pain wasn't that bad was our definition of what health was. And we found that to be that there's hope. There really is hope.
I think that's so true that you need to have that hope. And it's not the level of pain. It should be the level of health and wellness, right? And how do you do that if you don't have some of those tools? And so in your experience, what are some of those obstacles that you think that face the chiropractic community, specifically African-American chiropractors, but also other minority chiropractors?
Yeah, this is Dr. Tipler. I think one of the things and one of the biggest barriers is the lack of education when it comes to health overall. I think the lack of education, the lack of access to good health care and really having physicians, again, that looks like the normal population that we serve. A lot of the physicians that they see don't exactly look like them. So, you know, one of the barriers for a lot of minority doctors is not being able to really relate what it is that we do in chiropractic to a community that is underserved and that really doesn't understand. So I think one of the things that we have done successfully in each of our practices respectively, as well as what we've brought to Evoke and what we try to help the chiropractic students to understand, is that there's a level of communication, there's a way to communicate it, chiropractic and health overall, to the populations that we serve in a way in which they get it. Because what we've come to find is that when you can show them a better way and they understand that it's not about the drugs that you take, it's not about what we've thought and what we've been raised to think about health and how to go about taking care of ourselves, then we can start to change the mentality of the communities that we serve. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we focus on with Evoke, is being able to help doctors to educate that message of chiropractic and natural healing, natural health, from a perspective of being, one, African-American, being a minority doctor, and then two, knowing that we're talking to minorities primarily.
I mean, I think what you're defining is like true leadership, right? Leadership within chiropractic, but leadership within your communities and showing people how you can lead a healthy life, right? Through natural medicines. And there's so much value to that in the community and to the greater community as a whole, because if we can keep people healthy, right, then it reduces costs and improves lives, improves so many things.
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah, I think you're right. Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's one of the things that you hit on something I think a lot of people miss, is that if we want a healthy community, everybody has to be healthy. Everybody has to get the information. Everybody has to have the same access if we want for our healthcare system to be a healthy system, a system that's able to take care of everybody. We're actually seeing that right now. So many people going to the hospital. One of the things I've been hearing and I've been saying is, if more beds were available, it'd be easier to take care of people. But we know that our system was overwhelmed before February of 2020. We know our system was already overwhelmed. And our system is overwhelmed because people are undereducated about how best to take care of themselves. Because they're going there, most of the people in the hospital are there for lifestyle conditions. My mom is she works with VA for 20 years, and she worked in the intake department for about half of that time. And I said, how many people would you estimate are in the ER at the VA that are there for lifestyle conditions? And what I mean is like diabetes, mm-hmm. high blood pressure, cholesterol, things like that. She said at least 95% is what she said. She's like, everybody in there is sick from the way that they live. And so we're suffering from a system that's overwhelmed because of the way that we decide the decisions we've made about health in the first place, that we need to be reactive instead of proactive.
I think that's really, you know, what we see is that, you know, lifestyle is so important, but if we don't know how to do it, you know, it's like one of those things that it seems like, hey, we all eat, so thus we're experts in food, but that's not the case, right? We right, need somebody right. to help lead us and show us the right way.
And on that point, I think far too often when people feel they don't need somebody and they rely on the information that they see on the news or from their friends, I think that's another aspect where, you know, as with anything else, there's always this misinformation or misinterpretation of information. And people tend to rely on that more often than the healthcare professionals or practitioners that they go to. And that's something that we have seen a lot of in 2020. But it's been there for a while, you know, when as a food scientist, you know, people, the products and people not understanding really what ingredients are and how they can help them. Because for marketing purposes, a lot of companies put different information out there and it can be very confusing and chaotic for the average consumer. And it's like, you know, you need a degree to be able to decipher some of those things. And I think a lot of the times people tend to fall into that and think they're having all of this information and they're not really able to go through it effectively and think that they know what they're doing, what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true, right? That's I mean, you just described Diet Coke. It's basically what because people think that when they're drinking Diet Coke that they're doing something better for themselves.
Correct.
But there's a lot of misinformation about nutrition. There's a lot of misinformation about health and how to take care of ourselves. And you know, I think we all on this call understand that that's deliberate. But how do we combat that? And I think that, you know, the things that you guys are doing and the things that we try to do are how we combat that, podcasts and coaching and getting information out to counteract. It's about helping to arm other chiropractors to be able to educate people that they serve.
I know you guys had your first annual Evoke conference in October. Can you tell us what goals you were looking to achieve and what did your participants get out of it and what do you hope to have them take back to their practice and to their communities?
The goal we were trying to reach as far as with our conference is really creating that place of oneness in chiropractic and also the reach of chiropractic. Oftentimes, when you feel as if there's something that was designed and it wasn't for you, that it's more so closed off and there's a ceiling on it. And what we wanted to do was blow the ceiling off of it so we can be a part of the change in the world. When we started chiropractic school, 9 to 10% of the profession of the world was getting chiropractic. And, you know, 20 years later, it's 6 to 7%. And we saw the power of chiropractic in our community. And we believe that we can increase that percentage by bringing it to minorities and people that don't have the access, as well as training doctors how to communicate to these communities and give them the answers and the help that they need in areas that are disparate in health. So we wanted to also create a network to where these doctors, if they had needs, or if they were alone, because oftentimes being a chiropractor, you're out here all alone after chiropractic school. You don't have the commercials, you don't have the billboards, you don't have people on the streets talking about, and even your primary telling you that chiropractic is an answer or solution to some of the trivial health problems that we have today. And we believe that we could open that door. Be a part of opening the door so the floodgates could open and we can change the world.
That's really powerful information, that sense of belonging, that sense of being together. Did you feel that your participants left with that knowledge and that feeling that they aren't alone?
Yes, definitely. I think one of the things that we realized as well was that, you know, with 2020 and you know, a lot of schools closing, a lot of the students lost that social contact with each other. So they, you know, once where they were able to kind of get together and practice the art of chiropractic and just really talk about the philosophy of chiropractic, that was all kind of lost in translation due to everything that's going on right now. So to actually put this conference, to put that conference together and allow a chance for those students to once again come together, to talk with one another, to hear from some of the best doctors that we brought on the stage that looked like them, it really gave some relief to all of them. We heard a lot of students just really saying how much they needed that, how much refreshing it was. It was more motivation for them to really get back started into school and how they couldn't wait to get back into the classrooms. So there was a lot that I think that it brought mentally and emotionally for a lot of the students and doctors alike that attended the conference.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I like something that's really big that Dr. Tipler just said. Chiropractic is an art, a science, and a philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And without the connection of that, without that connection, it waters down the power of what chiropractic does. The science is always going to be there. You can read a book. But the art and the philosophy, it's kind of like making Kool-Aid. You need water, you need sugar, and you need the red. I'm just going to say red. And when you put all three of those together, you get a flavor. But when you got just sugar and the package, it don't work. If you got just water and the bread, it don't work. You got to have the trinity of it to get the purest source. That so when you drink, it's very palatable. And you have the desired result. I'm thirsty if you didn't know. So that's one of the best descriptions of the formula of success for chiropractic, because it's a recipe for success. There is a recipe for success. And what's happening is people are missing some of the ingredients, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. It does. Did we mention that Dr. Vaught was from Detroit? Did we mention that?
No, I don't think so.
That's where those analogies come from.
I thought Harpa would really like that as a food scientist. She knows that you have to have all of those things together.
You make karma faint. You make karma faint.
There's no such thing as caramel cake without caramel. Hey, you better put a caramel on that cake.
But Dr. Vaught is right. He's right. Like I feel like what we're doing is our mission, and it's what we were meant to do in chiropractic. We serve our communities and we serve in our offices. I like to think at a high level, and we take care of people. I like to think also at a high level, but I think that our calling has been to grow chiropractic as much as we possibly can through teaching other chiropractors how to communicate, how to run a practice, how to be a leader in their communities. And by doing those things, then we change those numbers that Dr. Vaught was talking about. And that's really our goal, and really our mission is to, you know, to be the ones to step out front and lead. Well, we hope that a bunch of people will follow, you know, that there'll be a lot of chiropractors behind us that step past their practices and they teach and they help other people to grow. And we do create that community of minority chiropractors that are successful business wise, but are successfully taking care of people at high levels. There's a lot of work to be done.
If you can imagine, if we could create an avenue or a platform for chiropractors to have more success, what that's going to do is it's not going to just help chiropractors to have more success. It's going to help chiropractic schools to have more students, which is going to put more chiropractors on the street, which is going to make a higher concentration of doctors out there sharing the chiropractic story, the message, the benefits. And then that's how we're going to change the world. So it's not only a benefit that's going to be on one end. It's going to be a benefit for the world, and that's the vision.
So, Dr. Vaught, we were reading your bio, and I think you're in the process of finishing your first book on empowering children in the community. Can you tell us a bit about that? We were just also on another podcast we had done. We've done some work with a group in Milwaukee called Teens Grow Greens, which is empowering children to look at nutrition and health and well-being. So can you tell us a little bit more about what your book is about?
The book is called The 5P Process. It's called Achieve, The 5P Process. And what it is and what I found is that coming to Chicago, it reminded me a lot of Detroit, except Detroit had a huge decline. It a lot of things went on, and I looked at the same things going on in the city, and what it really started at is in the school system and the moral and ethical standards of the things that people were learning and what they were being taught in their homes had begun to drop. And so I put together the 5P process Achieve, to where these 5Ps that are actually if executed properly can help any child, woman, man to become pretty much invincible to any barrier, as far as turning every barrier into a breakthrough. And it can happen in any aspect of your life. And it's tools and keys that we utilize to coach and train, and what I utilize to live my life. And I believe that if I can inject these books and this knowledge and this know-how and just foundational moral and ethical standards that oftentimes children aren't taught, growing up, that it could change and cause a shift in the trajectory of their success.
Well, that sounds exciting. I think that will be really impactful to the community and children as a whole, and to the parents, right? Understanding those roles.
Absolutely.
But if we can support our young people, right, then it improves our whole community.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Evoke Chiropractic is all about empowering the minority chiropractor to build a successful business, which then ensures success after they finish school. It ensures improvement in the community. So as we conclude today's episode, can you guys, each of you, give me a piece of advice that you would give new chiropractors as they're listening, or people who are already in practice that can really have a positive effect in their life and their business?
Sure. Two pieces. The first one is...
Of course not, just
like
one.
A two-piece meal, right? Like a two-piece meal, Dr. Ball.
I'm surprised you didn't go with the full course, Dr. Everett.
Right. I got a wing and a drum for you, Sarah.
All right. Let's go for it.
So, you know, two things I would give them. The first one is to understand that they're not alone and that there is help for whatever they're dealing with or whatever they're going through or whatever answers that they need. And, you know, Evoke is present, but there's also a lot of people who've been really successful in chiropractic and have done really amazing and incredible things who are willing to help. Don't reinvent the wheel. Don't try to make chiropractic something that's only in your vision, because chiropractic has been around a long time. And there's some things, there's some principles and some philosophies that work really well in chiropractic. And make sure that you get access to those things before you go making a bunch of decisions about how you want chiropractic to look. That'd be my first piece of advice. The second piece of advice is stick with it. Because chiropractic is work. Because remember, we're selling something that people don't even know that they want. So if you're selling something that people don't even know that they want, then it's a lot of uphill. It's a lot of uphill hiking to get to a point where you create a successful practice, where you're able to reach your community at a high level. It takes time. Dr. Tipler and I started in practice, and it was a couple of years before we got access to the right information that helped us to turn our practice around and had it going in a totally different direction than the direction that we were going in. Once we got that new information, once we got with the right people, then things began to change. But even at that point, it's still been a lot of work to create our ideal practice and to get the business portion of what we do to where we want it to be. We're still working at it, you know, almost 14 years later. So, you know, my other advice would be to just really take your time and stick with it.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to piggyback off of Dr. Everett with, I have two pieces of advice. One, put God first. And I think my second one would be to, one, get to know who you are and develop a set of values. Because that value system that you carry, that anyone carries, is going to help them in the process of making decisions moving forward. I remember earlier in our career, Dr. Everett and I, we had some training, and one of the things that really stuck with me and that has really helped me in every aspect of my life moving from that point was the whole idea of having the doorman principle. So with this doorman principle, with you having a set of values, it helps you to really keep those things that may not cause you that may not be good for you moving into business. And again, applying this to your entire life, if you have this doorman principle, then you have a set of values that you abide by, that you run your life through. And if anything that comes your way that doesn't fall in alignment with what your values are and who you are, then you know you can pass on those things. So it really helps to make decision-making a lot easier. It helps to, you know, with anything that you're doing, that you choose to do in life, it really helps in being led and directed by those values that you carry, so that you don't find yourself always in situations where you have to kind of fight and claw your way out or find another solution and things of that nature. So definitely putting God first and knowing who you are by having a set of values.
And Dr. Vaught, what would be your words of advice?
So funny that we all think the same. I'm going to go with, get a coach that's in alignment with where you see yourself and what you want for the future. Like Dr. Everett said, don't try to recreate the wheel. Chiropractic is simple at its best. Watch with this coach that you have, make sure that this person has a level of success that you aspire to. Oftentimes, what I'm seeing is people are starting off foundationally, going in, learning from a doc that doesn't have the level of success that they desire. And they think that they're going to have success based upon their ability to be able to go in and duplicate that. But if you're going to have success, you have to work with people that have tasted that success and can lead you. That way there is no recreating the wheel, it's just duplication. And one of the things that we did as a group is we found the most successful doctors in the profession, and we trained under those things that we taught, concepts, systems, mm-hmm. procedures, and we mastered those things in reference to our community and making sure that we're able to communicate it to that capacity. One thing that we live by is you can't stick your hand in a pot of glue and pull it out and not get some on you. So when you're around success, what it does is it breeds success, and their habits become your habits. You create the life that you want. So it's get a coach, a mentor that can help you on your chiropractic journey in the beginning per why Evoke was created. So that's one thing that I would do. And tying even what my partner was saying, as far as having moral and ethics, having not recreating the wheel, getting some help.
Well, thanks to all three of you. I mean, I think those are words you can live by and will be impactful to anyone who is starting in a new practice or trying to expand their practice or just trying to help their community as a whole. So I just want to thank each of you, Dr. Tipler, Dr. Everett, Dr. Vaught, for your time today and your support of your communities and support of chiropractic. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you to Dr. Everett, Dr. Tipler, and Dr. Vaught for an insightful conversation about the experiences of minority chiropractors and the keys to success in chiropractic business and in life. Listen to more episodes from the Nutrition Education and Racial Disparities in Health series from Holistic Matters on your favorite podcast streaming channel or online at holisticmatters.com. That's holistic with a W.